For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri senators have endorsed legislation that would require a woman to wait 72 hours after first seeing a doctor before having an abortion. Senators approved the legislation 22-9 early this morning, sending it back to the House. Lawmakers have until 6 p.m. on Friday to pass new legislation. The measure would triple Missouri's current one-day waiting period. Utah and South Dakota also require a three-day wait. Supporters of the legislation say the longer waiting period would offer women more time to think about the possible consequences of having an abortion. Critics say it would push a woman further into pregnancy before the procedure, which can increase risk. Several hundred thousand Missouri taxpayers are still waiting for refund checks nearly a month after the tax deadline. State Budget Director Linda Lubering says the Department of Revenue has 366,000 individual income tax refunds remaining to be sent. People are owed a total of about $167 million. Lubering says the department appears to be behind last year's pace in issuing tax refunds. That's partly because more people waited to file their taxes and partly in an effort to manage the state's cash flow. Through the end of April, Missouri's net general revenues were up just 0.5% through the first 10 months of the 2014 fiscal year. Lubering says the lag in tax refunds means the state's finances probably are a little worse than those figures would make it appear. The Missouri Senate has defeated an attempt to revive a program that provides rebates for solar energy panels. The Senate voted 18-11 against an amendment today that would have required utility regulators to make the rebates available on a first-come, first-served basis until it determines the costs have caused utilities to increase rates by 1%. The measure lost on a bipartisan vote, with some Democrats and Republicans on each side of the issue. Columbia Public Schools and the Teachers Union agreed on a collective bargaining agreement at the Columbia School Board meeting last night. This will help repair losses during the teachers' salary freeze in 2009 to 2010. KBIA's Heather Adams has more.
In 2008-2009, a tax levy failed, and a decision was made to freeze all teacher salaries to free up some money the district needed for other items. Salaries were frozen for 2 years. Christine King is the president of the Columbia Board of Education. She says the freeze hurt teachers in multiple ways.
I think that is always the last resort you ever do. It just kills morale, and I mean, their raises are not that big anyway.
With the agreement, teachers will receive approximately $836 back to their salary. It will cost the district a total of $850,000. Michelle Baumstark is a spokesperson for Columbia Public Schools. She says that this is more about the bigger picture than about money.
Really, it's about the process of being able to have a negotiation between our teachers' groups as well as the Board of Education.
Baumstark says it's been a long process, but that she is glad that they finally have been able to come to an agreement. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.